Aviation Quest is C101, wind 270 degrees, 10 knots, runway 27 left, cleared for takeoff.
Aviation Quest CC101, cleared for takeoff, 27 left. V1, rotate. Positive climb.
Aviation Quest CC. Stories from above. The views shared in this podcast are personal and for informational purposes only. They do not reflect any employer or aviation authority, and nothing discussed here should be considered flight training or regulatory guidance. Please always refer to official sources. This episode may also contain product placements. For further information, visit our website aviation-quest.ca.
Hello and welcome. This is episode 27 of our amazing Aviation-Quest CC podcast. My name is Stefan. I'm one of your hosts. And as always, I'm not on my own. With me here, our beloved Jürgen. Jürgen, how are you?
A beautiful day here in Dormien, Austria, yeah. And we are an audio podcast, but thanks to Stefan, I mean, FS Clips, YouTube, long-term celebrity, so to say. Yeah, we also are on YouTube with our own channel, and it's Aviation-Quest Podcast. And I think, before we forget, our flight today for this episode is from where to where, Stefan?
Yes, if you watch on YouTube, you'll see a real-world flight. And today we are going somewhere where I've never flown before, neither in the real world nor in the sim. We're going to South America. We are joining a LATAM Airbus A320. And we are flying from Brasilia Internacional to Sao Paulo.
Yeah, and we are Aviation Quest CC Stories from Above. And today, I think, Stefan, we are taking a slightly different perspective on aviation, not from the cockpit, but from the people preserving its history on the ground.
Yes, absolutely. We've always said that this is an aviation podcast, not a pilot podcast. So we want to spread out as much as we can and introduce people from different parts of the industry. So yeah, today we are looking at a museum, right? And it's actually in your home country, right, Jürgen?
Also your home car, so to say. Yeah, okay, you live now. I know this is the not the running joke today. We are you're living on a sunny island in the Mediterranean, but yeah, I mean, it's about understanding where it all began. So aviation, I mean, and who keeps that story alive? And I think we got a really, really interesting guest. It's Heinrich Böhm, the deputy chairman of the Aviaticum Aviation Museum in Wiener Neustadt. And it's a project that's dedicated to preserving and sharing Austria's aviation heritage with a very personal and hands-on approach. Stefan, would you agree?
Yes, the podcast was super interesting, especially when he went into some details about some of the things on display. I don't want to, you know, spoil anything. We can talk about the highlights for me personally afterwards. So, yeah, I thought it was a really nice interview, and you can really hear the passion of someone who wants to preserve the history of aviation and show people what it used to be like, especially right at the beginning, what it meant to be an aviator.
Yeah, I think I say what you sometimes say in your YouTube channel without further ado. Stefan, do you think
yes,
we jump right into the main part of this must-have-heard episode?
Exactly. So without further ado, Jürgen, well done to the interview again. Let's get started.
Heinrich Böhm, Deputy Chairman of the Aviaticum Aviation Museum in Wiener Neustadt, a place dedicated to preserving and bringing Austrian aviation history to life. Welcome to Aviation Quest CC. Well, it's an honor to have you with us, Heinrich.
Thank you very much to invite me to this podcast.
Yeah, to get things started, Heinrich, How did you personally become involved in the Aviaticum, and what made you commit your time and energy to this awesome project?
Actually, I guess about approximately 14 years ago, I was thinking to make the pilot license because I was flying for business nearly every week somewhere in Europe. And I was very, very interested in all the aviatic history and energies and also the innovations. But I didn't have time. And for some years, I meet one guy. He is actually, I say always, he is the lexicon, the life lexicon of aviatic, of flying history all over the world. You know, he have a lot of knowledge. And he was working for the Aviaticum in Wiener Neustadt, of the historic place in Austria, on the airport for this museum. And he invited me there, and then I becomes, I start to love the idea to make this in more open for everyone who they shall know about the history of Austria, because this is very important. Not many people knows that Austria was starting 1909 with Igo Etrich to have one of the first motor plane and starting in Wiener Neustadt.
Yeah, before we get into the museum, there was a little side story. We had a telephone call preparing us for this interview a few days ago, Heinrich, and you told me that you don't really regret not getting a private pilot license, because you have, so to say, what was this? You got now the luxury of a flight instructor and so to say, a taxi pilot?
Yes. In the same hangar we are, there is also a flying school. And they have 8 airplanes by themselves, and they make also the pilot license.
And this is your friend. You are in the museum, but still can have a trip into the air whenever you want, almost whenever you want.
This is exactly. I have also the key for it, and I'm a member of this, also of this aviations. And so when they fly somewhere and there is a place, I'm in.
Okay. So you still got your your share of real world or real flying, so to say. You don't regret, or are there plans to get your own private license?
Not really, because now I have the chance to be always in the plane, in the private with two seat or four seat very small planes.
Okay.
And I don't need to start to learn. I have a lot to do now with the museum by myself.
Yeah, sounds like a fulfilled aviation life. But back to the museum, you just mentioned the name, the Etrich Taube, I think is the right topic here. It seems to be a centerpiece of the museum. What makes this aircraft so special, both technically and historically, Heinrich?
To come back, you know the name Otto Lilienthal. He was starting to fly with some kind of wood from some hills and gliding around. And the idea to become how we can fly like a bird.
Yeah.
And he couldn't. In the end, he got an accident in Berlin. But his description he gave to Igo Etrich. He was located in Wiener Neustadt. Yeah. And also in that time located was Ferdinand Porsche. He was a constructor for motors for the Mercedes-Benz AG. And in that time there was the Wright brothers in America and also the French people. They was trying to make a aircraft with a motor. So But in the beginning, on the start, they couldn't really fly. And Igor Etrich was thinking, how I can make a plane who fly without existence, who fly in the first time to be in the air without problems. And then he got to Ferdinand Porsche and he said, look, I need a motor for an aircraft. And Ferdinand Porsche says, okay, I mean, the motors for the cars, in that time they was very big and very heavy. Okay, I will construct one motor for the plane, for the Igor Etrich Taube. It looks like a bird, that's why the name. And then the start, and this was really the first airplane you can see actually in the world, was really start to fly stable, not with any existence. And also the first woman I was flying with this plane.
And now it's still, yeah, it is the centerpiece of the of your museum, the Aviaticum.
Exactly. We have the instrumental Etrich Taube, and we have a lot of documents from the history, from Igor Etrich, from Ferdinand Porsche, from the Mercedes. Also our empire in that time was very interesting. What is a plane? What is something who can fly? I just know train and car. Yeah. And 1910, he visits Wiener Neustadt to see what is a plane. Uh-huh. Very interesting history also in that case. In that time, we have also some video films with our empire where he when he come to the airport. And of course, it is in black and white and there was no voice. But there was underwriting that he says, actually, what is this? Is it just loud? That's what he says.
To take a look at Austrian aviation history in a little bit a broader scope, so to say, what makes it so unique in your view, the Austrian aviation history as such?
First of all, the first airport in the Empire time was in located in Wiener Neustadt, where we are today with also with our museum. And there was Igor Etrich. He start before there was the airport to start with the construction for the Etrich Taube. And then slowly, slowly, they began this plane with different kind of types to go nearly in serie. And also in license, in this goes to Germany in that time. They start also to make planes similar to the Etrich Taube. It was very interesting. We had also a historic film they have made, Frauen erobern die Lüfte. You can see in the ORF on. And this is located also, the film was made in our place in Wiener Neustadt with two ladies, the first pilot, Milly Bese and Lili Steinschneider from Austria. And also the start to help to make the construction for planes. Nobody that knows, or no, not many people in the world knows, that women was also created a lot of ideas how we can create a good, nice plane to fly. And the first two ladies would get the license. We have a lot of documents, also a film from them.
It's really fascinating, yeah? Yeah, let's speak a little bit specifically about the museum experience at your place in Wiener Neustadt, Heinrich. For someone who has never visited the Aviaticum, what can they expect when they walk through your doors, so to say, for the very first time?
For the very first time, what we are doing is, after to welcome the visitors, that we start to explain actually the history, the start of these aviations in Wiener Neustadt. And then we start to show the pictures from the women all over the world, the first pilots. And then we go to the directly to our planes. We show the Etrich Taube. We show the Messerschmitt 109 was made in the Second World War. but we will come a little bit late on this part, I guess. And then they will see the planes by themselves, and they will see also how those kind of aircrafts was working in that time. Unbelievable. We have also not only these two aircrafts, we have some more different years. We have some balloons also from Starkbaum, who made a world record, Guinness Buch der Rekorde. He got his balloon more than 15,000 meter high. And we have also this in our museum, the original one. So you come in a new world, like you come in the time, the start of the aviatic, in the beginning.
Yeah, but give us already a little bit, no spoiler alert, but give us some of the highlights that you got to offer there, or visitors can really experience, maybe also with their kids.
We have a lot of small planes, just models. But we have also the Ettrichtaube, you can see. We have the autopilot Bischof, what was actually the second plane. It is made from a Mercedes car.
Okay.
Mr. Bischof was made the plane. It is one very interesting thing. This plane was also flying by the Zeltweg, by the Flying Bulls. They have made a show with this plane, what we have in our museum. And then our highlights is also the Messerschmitt 109.
Oh.
This is one plane was very, very dangerous in the Second World War and produced in Wiener Neustadt.
Sure.
And we have one, you can't see it like an original like this in some other places, I heard. I don't know. I haven't seen it. And it is very rare. And we have a lot of motors. They are restored. And they are very, very well to see how was the technique in that time. How they made motors in the beginning from the World War. And to go back to the Ettrichtaube, it was actually one of the first, in the First World War, one airplane what they used for the war.
Yeah. To give especially the international visitors a little bit an overview, or practically speaking, how easy is it to reach the museum from Vienna?
You have a train. With the car it's very easy. With the car you're about in 30 minutes you are in Wiener Neustadt, the airport Ost. We are located in the Wiener Straße 120. You can find us also very easy from our internet homepage, aviaticum.at. You can come by train, and okay. Then we have no directly bus or train directly to the airport, to our museums. There you need a car or you need somebody. Or you just contact us and we arrange something.
Wow. So you mean you will maybe pick up international guests with your car and a handshake?
Yes, when they are
without over-promising here.
yes, but of course not everyone, not
yeah,
every day.
But
there's also a solution that you will find us.
Certainly. Don't worry, I don't get you here in a hotspot situation. But what kind of audience do you typically see, Heinrich? Are there aviation enthusiasts or families or professionals in the aviation industry?
Actually, from the child between really specialists, they are aviatic, they are coming from England, we have groups from Hungary, we have groups from France. When they come and they are interested in aviaticum, they are looking what happened in Austria, where I can find something, and they find us from the internet. And then we have a lot of groups Or we have a lot of companies. They say, okay, we'll make it a day some special for our workers. So where we can go, what we can look. And there come people, they have no idea about the flying. And then they get really, really, really very, very interested in the history from Austria. And this is that what we want to do. This is actually what we like to blow out, let's say, in the world, that the Austria have a very, very big history, and we want to show this. And you can find, I can't say they are specialists, they are non-specialists. There's coming everyone, everywhere. We had last year the first time again open, because many years was closed about COVID. So we have nearly every week, we have a bus with 50, 60 per person what comes outside from the open time.
I mean, I was just thinking of myself, you know, back then being an enthusiastic kid from early on. I think your place would have been Aviation Wonderland for me.
Actually, it is. When we see the children, how interested they are, really.
I can imagine. You see a lot of shining eyes, huh?
Yes, yes. And then when we go out, or we'll be sitting our neighbors with the new airplanes, where they can also fly around and see the difference between the start of aviatic and the modern airplanes today. It is also very interesting. And also this we are showing. We are showing very well. And what we also have in our partnership is the Austria Aviatic Archiv. And this is more or less was private before. So we have a lot of description and of airplanes, a lot of description and pictures. But this is actually unbelievable that this was before always in private hands. It is still in private hands because we are a private museum. Yeah. But what I want to do with my colleagues, we want to bring it out to everyone. To show them what actually, again, I say, is the history of the Aviatic Austria.
Let's already have a little bit of view into the near future with the next question, Heinrich. How would you describe the current state of the museum today? So where are you strong and where do you want to improve?
What we want to do, where we are now, it's we start to become very known now, that because we have the Niederösterreich card, maybe you know this, you can come one time with this card without enter price, so you don't pay for the first time. You have also many possibilities for the future with us together. My dream, and not only my dream, the dream of me and my colleagues is that we have a center of aviatic in Wiener Neustadt. That means we have the history from the archiv, we have the history from the exponats, from the flying, from the airplanes, and we have the new airplanes. So, and to open this for all people, it is a wish what we want to do for the future. Of course, this is a kind of cost. Who will support us? Where are interesting to support us to make this big? And because
I mean, can you give us or our audience overview in concrete terms about your? This sounds super interesting. This Aviation History Center. What are the highlights of or the visions? The so to say, the main visions for the future, and also a timeline if something like this already exists.
Actually, we are working now on the project itself, that we have the ideas, we are bringing it on the paper now, and we make also a simulation, and then we will see how strong are maybe some private people who are very interested in the aviatic to give us a chance together to say, okay, this is now really a big, big place where you can see the history, where can you see the new flies, where you can see all this together in one place. And not only on one place, it is the historic place, Wiener Neustadt. There was the start.
So you mean it's maybe too early to share publicly your vision, but you are willing to share it with partners or investors that are looking forward maybe to support you?
Exactly. It could be in many ways. For example, when we have a chance for a new building, what is an idea, we can give a company or also an airline a place in it to make some action for themselves, to have that they have a strict fixed place to show, maybe make some highlights there or make some four or whatever.
So to put it down, what kind of partners or investors are you looking for? So when I get you right, this could be private persons, but also companies.
Also companies, of course, and also, of course, the governments itself. Now we get the support from Wiener Neustadt, from Niederösterreich, from the governments, in a very good way that we can open. So without this, we couldn't open. But this has to be created in a new way. This has to be created in a new museum. This has to create in a new idea. But there are a lot of description we had made on the paper. It is too much to say now here. It is just, we are not ready for it. We are ready for it to discuss with people. Yes, the ideas are there.
But if someone listening right now feels addressed, how can they reach out and support the project? I guess just write in on your homepage, or what's the easiest way to contact you?
The easiest way to contact me is to send me an email and to contact me and just to ask. I mean, to talk and to ask, why not? I mean, we have the history from Mercedes. We have the history from Ferdinand Porsche. We have the history from the other works. We have the history of Messerschmitt. And also, I think there are many airlines that are maybe interested to find a place to show the new innovations from the production or from the new ideas for the future. And when we have a place together, this would be great.
And by the way, also certainly in our Aviation Quest CC studio here, we got Heinrich's email address, so you can also ask for this email address, me personally, on my LinkedIn account or on our channel, so to say. No problem at all. We forward it to interested peoples, if you allow.
Yes, of course. And also on our homepage, when you look on cooperations partner, we have already some cooperations partner. You will find my name and also my email address on our homepage.
Heinrich, toward the end of this interview, is there any topic you want to go into more depth, or you say this is worth some deep dive minutes? It's your interview. Just, you know, also maybe about the current museum, something you want to point out, or this was maybe a little bit too short in this interview?
Of course, I mean, in this time, there is no chance to explain everything about the history, everything about our ideas. So that's what I'm always say, when you are interested and you have some ideas, just contact me, let's meet directly on the place, then you can see by yourself how it looks, what are the possibilities for the future, and what we can do together, and how will be the way for a long future, not for tomorrow, for a long future, because this we want to keep alive this what we have.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Heinrich, from my side, it's a pleasure. I mean, I'm focusing in the moment on mental coaching and aviation, and if there is something you want to address to me, you know, some presentation or something, you say, hey, I could need some mental support or whatever, just reach out for me. I will send you afterwards a small personal coaching voucher. So it's totally optional, no cost, no strings attached. And if it's ever useful for me, for you, just feel free to reach out to me.
Jürgen, I say thank you very much for the chance, and sorry for my English. I practiced this not the last years, so yeah. I forgot a little bit, but I hope the people understand what Aviatik means, what Museum Aviaticum means, and what the history from Austria means, and what the chance could be for the future.
I think you gave us a great overview about the highlights of aviation history. And yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward. Maybe this dream of yours will come true within the next years. And then certainly I would be more than honored to have a follow-up interview with you in maybe that's already taking place in your Aviation History Center in Wiener Neustadt.
Yes, this would be great, and I'm open for all this. There's, you know, Jürgen. And again, thank you very much for the chance to talk on here on the air, and maybe somebody contact me. I would be happy.
All right, that brings us to the end of the interview. Well done, Jürgen. Super interesting. How was it for you?
Yeah, I mean, I just say from my perspective, it was really an amazing interview. And also, I mean, it's just a place to be or to meet if you are in the region of Vienna. Just, you know, check it out. I just say, I think really also for families and for kids, maybe a really an eye-opener, literally, to get them interested in aviation in a really, yeah, in a tangible way. What would you say, Stefan?
Yes, absolutely. Some of the things he talked about, now that we heard the interview, I can be, you know, no more spoilers. The fact that they have an actual Taube, which is pretty amazing. I loved what he said about women in the cockpit, you know, how actually the first aircraft were flown by women. That I thought was super interesting, and that they dedicate a part of the museum to that fact. Also really cool that they have a plane that was made out of a car. I didn't even know that existed. So that was really interesting. So all these things, I think, are worth seeing on their own. And then, of course, the Messerschmitt 109, which is an iconic aircraft.
By the way, the homepage is aviaticum.at for everyone interested in visiting or supporting the project. And you can find there the details and also amazing photographies of what this place, unique place, got to offer. And hey, Stefan, what we should not forget, yeah, it is amazing. Krzysztof Barszewski, I said it before, it's a little bit the mentor from the very early days of this project. He was also this time the connecting force behind this episode. Yeah, it's really Krzysztof Barszewski. It's absolutely brilliant what you're doing here behind the wizard behind the curtain, so to say, for our podcast. And yeah, I mean, Krzysztof was our guest in episode 14. He is a seaplane enthusiast, yeah, literally a flight instructor and also an author. And if you'd like to learn more about his work, including his book, please visit aviator.at or bushpilot.at. So these are Krzysztof Barszewski's homepages. And yeah, thank you, Krzysztof.
Yeah, absolutely. He was one of our first guests. I believe he was the first guest.
The first guest.
Yeah, and we were super lucky to get him on because he's still in touch with us and he still recommends, who we can interview next, and he helps us making the connections. So, I think we were incredibly lucky to have him on right at the beginning because he's been a driving force for the podcast behind the scenes, right?
No spoiler alert, so to say, the word today, but I just had a telephone call yesterday evening with Christoph, and yeah, it could be, but yeah, no spoiler alert, but it could be that there is something great already in planning, but will be on tape within the next days. But yeah, it is worth following our podcast. It's really amazing guests already. I think, Stefan, you can confirm this. They are already pre-recorded, and with Heinrich, certainly another highlight that, I think also his museum, one more time. Please go there if you have the chance. If you visit Vienna, it's not far. Wiener Neustadt is not far away from Vienna, and it's a place to meet.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, we have some pretty cool people coming up. I'm actually amazed how many of them were really happy to come on, not just people from the industry itself, but even podcasters that run huge podcasts themselves. And, I want to say a big thank you to all these people to give up some of their time to talk to us. You will hear more about that in the coming weeks, who's come on and who will be on the podcast. But yeah, already to everyone who has been on, who will be on, who already has been, recorded, a big thank you, I think, from both of us, right?
Absolutely. And if you think I could be a guest or I know somebody who might be qualified, so to say, no, we are looking out for everybody, everything somehow connected to aviation, please write in. aviation@aviation-questcc is our email address, or LinkedIn, it's my personal account there. Reach out for me, LinkedIn, Jürgen Reiss, and certainly also our homepage, there you can find all the contact information. I think we are quite connectable, so to say, and we even have a Discord server, thanks to Stefan. So the Discord server is FS Clips, Stefan's Discord server. You can find it also in the show notes of the podcast. And the podcast section there is quite straightforward to find, Stefan.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So like Jürgen said, anyone who has anything to do with aviation, who would like to talk to us, but not just aviation, also flight simming. Jürgen and I are huge flight sim enthusiasts. We've already had people on from the flight simming community.
So there's a difference between aviation and flight sim.
Well, I guess so, what I mean.
A little bit.
Yeah. So I don't want to offend any flight simmers now, but what I mean.
it's getting dangerous. Yeah. No, I think also today's interview was a proof that we are really looking out for everybody connected to aviation. And it's, we are looking forward for guests. And please write us. And certainly on YouTube, you can also subscribe and follow us and do whatever you think is good for us and for you.
Exactly. So to sum it up, Jürgen and I, we are aviation nuts, and we are looking for fellow aviation nuts. That's, I think, sums it up the best. So if you're crazy about aviation, if it's your passion, it doesn't matter what role you play. We want to hear from you because we will have something in common. Okay, shall we wrap this up, Jürgen?
Yeah, I say one more time, Heinrich, thank you very much for the insights you shared with our listeners today in this episode and for your work and the dedication you and your team are doing to keep aviation history alive in such a tangible way. Thank you, and thank you, Stefan, for your time.
Exactly. Thank you to everyone for listening. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Aviation Quest CC, Stories from Above. For more information about this episode and everything we do, visit our homepage, aviation-quest.cc. We appreciate your time and support, and we'd love to have you back for the next episode. Until then, stay safe, stay curious, and keep your passion for aviation flying high.